In this episode, I'm going to explain why video is the most powerful business tool on the internet.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right, all right. You tell me when you're ready. Welcome to episode 2 here at Video Marketing Mastery, and the topic is why video. Now, I'm going to explain to you why video is the most powerful tool on the internet and how to amplify it for your sales and marketing goals. But I want you to know that I'm success-driven. I am results-oriented. If skywriting was the most effective way to get your message out and convert leads into new customers, I would be doing a podcast about skywriting. But the reality is, skywriting isn't the most effective way, and neither is text or audio or images. It's video. And so in this episode, I'm going to break it down. I'm going to tell you why video, how to use it, and where to get started when you're amplifying your business goals. Right now, we are living through a revolution in the way that people interact with new information. And I'm sure you're already seeing it in how you live your own life and the way new information comes into you. And when a company approaches you and they send you information that they want you to read about their business, do you look forward to reading it? Are you excited to read about their product or service? Of course you aren't, because it feels like work. And because of that, people don't read anymore. Well, plus people are on cell phones. Over 50% of us are engaging on the internet with a cell phone at any given moment, and the text is too small. And I know this sounds ridiculous that people don't like to read, but ask yourself, am I seriously interested in reading 2 pages or 4 pages about somebody else's business? You know, I can barely read 4 pages about my own business. I don't have the time. I don't have the interest or the attention span. It's difficult to read critically about somebody else's business. And right now on my computer, my own Chrome browser has 30 tabs that are opened across the top to new articles that I have to read, and it feels like friggin' torture to me. And the latest science on how we learn indicates that you feel the same way. You know, when you read, you don't remember any of it. Or what you do remember is very, very little, because you probably read the first sentence and then you skip ahead and then you skim and then you skip some more and you skim again until you've lost all interest. And before you know it, it becomes just another tab across the top of your Chrome browser. Now, when reading feels like hard manual labor, it's virtually impossible to convince and convert new prospects into customers. But video's the opposite of torture. You know, watching a video feels effortless. It's like you're taking a break from work, and a video is like a visual Snickers bar right in the middle of your workday, where you can quickly learn and be entertained at the same time. And the science, my God, the science is so cool about how people learn. Check this. Compared to reading text, people process information in video 60,000 times faster than they do a text. And we remember 68% of a video and only 11% from text, because people process, understand, and remember more from a video. People who watch a product video are 80% more likely to buy that product. You see how this works? It's all about how we optimize the way people learn and engage with our companies. At the end of the quarter or even your fiscal year, the businesses that win are the ones that have optimized how their prospects learn. So now that you understand how video impacts learning and sales, let's talk about how video affects the other digital tactics and why video is the most dominant tool your business can use. The big takeaway here is when you add video to your search strategy, your social engagement, your email outreach, or your sales and conversion tactics, video will help you enhance those results. So quickly, let's talk about search engine optimization, or really discovery, right? How people discover your business for a moment. And that's where new leads find your business in Google search, when they land on your website or your blog. Now, if you're trying to generate more leads for your business, using video will get you the best search results. And the reason is actually very technical, but in the most simplistic explanation possible, the number one and number two search engines, Google and YouTube, and the number one and number two social networks, Facebook and YouTube. They all use time on page or watch time as a primary ranking factor, because time on page determines, you know, which piece of content is the most valuable to your visitor. And because video has a time on page that is 2x longer than any other type of content, video often gets moved to the top of search results. Now, does that make sense? If you want to be on the top of search results, if you want to be on top of Google, start strategizing how video fits into your process. Links and shares are also very important to the search engine algorithms, and video gets 3 times more links and shares than any other type of content. Now, besides being more engaging, more interesting, easier to learn from, when people see a video on social media, they're 3 times more likely to share it with their friends and family. And that's why video gets the best results when you use it across social media. Now, video also makes email outreach significantly more effective. When you add one of your business videos into an email, you should expect to get 2x the open rate and 3x the click-through rate from that email. And that's why when I meet a new prospect and they ask me a question, you know, and I answer that question for them in person, when I get back to email and I follow up with them and I send them a thank you note, I also include a video on that topic about their question. So when they receive that email and they open it, I'm there answering that question 1 step further, so they know that I listened, they can understand the question, they can watch it back several times over, and that answer becomes very fluid inside of their head. Now, you're going to hear more about this point in the future, in future episodes, because I think it's really, really important about how you use video. But another reason to use video is that you can track your prospect's level of interest and how many times they came back and watched videos about your company or your service. When one of my prospects watches over 80% of a video about our company, our sales reps get an immediate alert. Now, that's super important to our sales process. You know, I don't want leads just like falling out of our pocket. I want to make sure that we are optimizing the way we engage with leads, and also optimizing the information, the signals that we're getting back from our potential clients. I want to know which one of those leads is really interested. I can't do that with text, but I can do it with video, and it helps my team focus on who is really interested and ready to do business with us. I'll be doing, as I mentioned, a series of future podcasts on that topic, so look for it. It'll probably be called something about speeding up your sales process using video, or using video in your sales team's execution, okay? It's a super topic, and I've got great case studies on that. Now, these are the reasons video's revolutionizing the way we do business. If you want your business to win in the digital revolution, and you're trying to boost results for your search strategy, your social engagement, your email outreach, or your sales team's effectiveness, you've got to remember one thing. Video is king. And as soon as you start interacting with the different parts of your strategy and looping them back in together around video, your sales team and your marketing team can be leveraging the same assets together to amplify results, okay? You're going to learn that as we go through this process. And the last piece of advice that I can give you on this topic is please, please start with strategy. Now, every video project Wirebuzz develops starts with our digital strategy team for a reason. Online video projects cannot be successfully created by a TV production guy, a kid with camera, or somebody who films wedding videos and bar mitzvahs. It's a different skill set. Sure, those people know how to use a camera, but it's a recipe of disaster when you want those videos to execute properly in an online digital platform. And the only reason people select a videographer or a television commercial guy or kid with camera to film their online videos is because they don't know better. So when it comes to an online video, there are a ton of digital marketing front-end, pre-production strategic decisions that need to be ironed out long before you start creating videos. Now, people who routinely create successful online videos, they've baked their online digital strategy into the video's production process. And when videos finally go live, they connect those videos' goals, determined during strategy, of course, with the online tools that best support and optimize that video's objectives. It's not something you can just wing. And if you just wing your video production without detailing out the digital strategy, 90% of the time, you'll have to redo your video. It's going to cost you twice as much because you didn't do it the right way first, which is start with strategy. Now, I see this every week for every smart business person who decides to cut the corners and have a non-digital marketer create their videos, they have to circle back and do it again. It's two different environments, so make sure you do it right for the digital space the first time. All right, so that rounds off this episode of Why Video, the most powerful tool on the internet, and how to leverage it for success. Looking forward to giving you more information on video marketing and how to amplify it for marketing and sales objectives, and we'll do that right here at Video Marketing Mastery. On average, we all have a 50-minute round-trip daily commute to the office. So if you need a really solid foundation on video marketing, and you don't have a lot of time, or let's say you want to bring your boss up to speed on video marketing, I created a really good 50-minute audiobook called How to Convince Your Boss It's Time for Video Marketing. And it's free only to the listeners of this podcast and can be downloaded at wirebuzz.com/convince. That's wirebuzz.com/convince. Now, if you like this podcast and it was valuable to you, please subscribe on iTunes and don't forget to write a killer review. If you want to suggest an expert guest to appear on this podcast, pitch your own video marketing tip, or let's say you have a question that you'd like featured in an upcoming episode, just visit wirebuzz.com/pitch.